Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Bottom of this hour, we'll have Dick Morris will be with us. He's got a brand new book out. We'll be talking about that. Dick Morris, new book, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. And we'll discuss with him why he believes that President Trump will make a comeback in 2024. Lots to do between now and then, ladies and gentlemen. Lots to do between now and then. And you're going to need your health in order to make that happen. We hope that you'll join us tomorrow morning. CGR Wellness with Tim Schaaf and Andy Beckler will be with us as well. Co-founder of Aneva, brought to you by CGRWellness.com. CGRWellness.com. Get over to the CGRWellness.com site and get signed up. Open an account. It's free to open up an account. Register there at CGRWellness.com. And then if you use the code ChosenGenRadio, ChosenGenRadio, you'll get a $20 discount on all orders over $50. Your first order over $50, you'll get that discount. Also, this portion of our program brought to you in part by PatriotMobile.com/chosen. That's PatriotMobile.com/chosen. Give them a call, 972-728-7468. 972-728-7468. Use the code CHOSEN. Get a free activation. Tell them Pastor Greg at Chosen Generation Radio sent you. Let's see, what else? You can also make a donation to us. We are receiving and accepting donations and would love to get your donation to help us continue our India ministry as well as what we're doing here on the radio program. And you can also save money right down here by going to greenfueltabs.shop, greenfueltabs.shop. And if you go over there, you'll get the little green tablets, drop them in your tank, and start saving money on your fuel. Okay, tomorrow on the program, so we kick things off, CGR Wellness. I've got another very special guest. You may have heard about his story. He is a high school football coach who was fired for taking a knee, fired for praying after the football game, by the way. Should be clear, this was at the end of the game. He would go out to the 50-yard line and he would take a knee. And there were a number of players on his team and on the opposing team that would come out and would join him. And they would all pray together. And they would pray, thank you, God, that no one got hurt. Thank you, God, for good sportsmanship. Thank you, Father God, for your blessings. And just give God thanks for the game. And he was fired for praying and exercising his First Amendment right. He was fired. And schools are part of the government. They're part of the education system. They're part of the government. And so lawsuits were filed, and he has finally won. And Coach Joe Kennedy will be with us tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern. Coach Joe Kennedy. Don Jans is with us tomorrow, and Scott Powell as we take a little stroll down history. Scott's got a new article out about the similarities between what we're seeing in our government and what was being seen by Hitler's Gestapo. So we'll talk about that coming up tomorrow on the program. Let's see, what else do we want to cover with you today? let me see if we've got our articles that have gone out as of yet. It doesn't look like our articles have gone out yet. They'll be going out here shortly. You'll begin to see articles turning up in your email box from Chosen Generation Radio. You can sign up at chosengenerationradio.com. That's chosengenerationradio.com. Get signed up there, and you'll get these messages in your box. And there's, you know, a great deal of I believe great stuff that you can find. Let me just give you a couple of examples, some of the stories. NIH failed to ensure clinical trial results were always made public. Dr. Robert Malone denounces the FDA over failure to protect Americans from extremely unsafe platform technology. Biden's war on farmers. Man, I don't know if you saw this or not. Let me see if this is the one. Let's see. No. Okay. So, hang on one second. Amish farmer and its here we go, coming up. Okay, so an Amish farmer was raided by the feds. We had this sort of brought up yesterday on the program, but I didn't really get into it. But an Amish farmer basically was targeted by the FBI. Let's see, this may be a video of it.
Fed shut down Amos Miller's operation. Armed feds pay visits to Amish farmer faces hundreds of thousands in fines. Amos Miller, an Amish farmer who runs a holistically managed all farm in hand, Pennsylvania, grows and prepares food in tune with nature, the way he believes God intended. This seems like a sound idea to the approximately 4,000 customers purchased Miller's meat, eggs, dairy products from his private members-only food club. Now, he had to start a members-only food club because there's some kind of regulation over there that's stopping him from just having the general public come to his store. He's doing the workaround, just like everybody does. The federal government, however, appears to disagree, right? A federal judge recently ordered Miller cease and desist all meat sales. Our Organic Wellness reported U.S. Marshals were deployed to search Miller's property, and then they inventoried the stock to assure that he doesn't sell or slaughter any more animals. The Fed shut down Amos Miller's operation. Just like Henry Kissinger said, control the food, control the people. Miller claims he's being persecuted by the federal government for practicing his religious beliefs and religious freedoms to grow and prepare food according to his religious beliefs. Fed shut down Amos Miller.
All right, so there you go, folks. The feds shut down Amos Miller's operation. Again, this is an Amish farmer who simply was producing organic food off the land, off his land. Let's go back to our Declaration of Independence, shall we? Shall we just take a quick walk down what the Declaration of Independence has to say? Let's see if I can find a version of the Declaration of Independence, the text, if you will. So when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind required that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies. And they go on to explain then, as you may well know, the list of grievances and issues that they consider to be a problem. But here's the point, and that happiness was originally property. Folks, this is this issue with this Amish farmer. This is found right here in the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence talks about the land. We talked with Larry Ward about a Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis presidency where Ron DeSantis takes over the responsibility of trying to clean up the land situation and not just the land, but all of the agencies and personnel and so on. And personnel is a big part of the problem here, huge part of the problem. But I bring that up to talk about that, you know, wouldn't it be nice if we weren't facing an administrative state? And wouldn't it be nice if we weren't watching this kind of nonsense go on? This is a direct assault on our constitutional protections, and we'll go into the Fourth Amendment. I'll read that to you when we get back. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Dick Morris is with us. The Return is the name of the book. Trump's big 2024 comeback. Will he make that comeback? Dick Morris makes an argument for that. We'll be back with that and more. Get more at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back with more coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel TAS by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel set. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body. Cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. You know, one of the things, first of all, let me begin by saying this. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I do know that you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I'm so very grateful to have you tuned in to Chosen Generation Radio. I need to probably kind of read this to you a little bit, but this is written from my heart to you. I want you to know that one of the challenges that I have here at Chosen Generation Radio has to do with finances, and that's why I have the Seed Harvest Blessing Challenge up. That's why we do the CGRWellness.com. Of course, we're very pleased to have Patriot Mobile as one of our main sponsors here on the program, along with State Air and those that you find listed at our website. We're grateful to have each and every one of them as a part of what we're doing here. But the vision of Faith Harvest Church through Chosen Generation Radio is to provide a biblical worldview on issues that are important to all of us. When God called me to start this program, he identified three areas of highest priority. Islam, a geopolitical cult whose message reads that only by dying while killing unbelievers can one be certain of their version of the afterlife. Subjugation of women, subjugation of the unbeliever, pretend to be peaceful, lie to those outside of the cult, and then begin to assert political power, create laws to punish the unbeliever, make them pay, convert or die, and then finally, total violent takeover. Let the infidel's blood fill the streets. But the God of the Bible calls these acts of evil, and we must open the eyes of the lost. Our God says to love one another. that the more we emulate Jesus Christ, the more peace and prosperity flows. The second area is the homosexual agenda, and that was item number two. So many have said that there is no agenda. They've gone so far as to write new Bibles to attempt to change God's clear plan in the nature He created. Although this perversion can be found in Scripture and God calls it an abomination, it is the recent revelations that have been seen in our schools and the blatant and overt efforts to sexualize children that has finally made people begin to wake up. In a 1989 document entitled The Overhauling of Straight America, it states, a media campaign to promote the gay victim image should make use of symbols which reduce the mainstream's sense of threat, which lower its guard, and which enhance the plausibility of victimization. It almost goes without saying that groups on the farthest margin of acceptability, such as NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, must play no part at all in such a campaign. Suspected child molesters never look like victims. It is sodomy. It is child molestation. It is a culture full of predators and victims of predators. Why was image still such a concern in 1989? Because they were still trying to rewrite the truth about Stonewall and debauchery, the victimization of young men and children, that got so bad that Ed Koch and the NYPD had to step in to protect the families and businesses that still resided there. But we do not have to look that far back. Today, our children and grandchildren are sexually groomed and exploited. Disney's been caught on tape. Planned Parenthood exposed for grooming little girls to become pregnant by nine. Preschool children told their sexual identity is not what they were born with. Grammar school to high school, our children are being manipulated, and the initial breakdown of God's gift for innocence is based... Grammar school to high school, our children are being manipulated, and the initial breakdown of God's gift of innocence is being destroyed by the homosexual agenda. The final piece is necessary to make room for homosexuality and Islam to take root. Secular humanism. Here is their definition. It is a philosophy, belief system, or life stance that embraces human reason, secular ethics, and philosophical naturalism, while specifically rejecting religious dogma, supernaturalism, and superstitions as a basis for morality and decision-making. Man is the master of his own ship. The people born first are deciding for those not yet born when and if they are viable. Right and wrong are determined by the attitude of those who claim to be in charge. Note also how they dismiss God and religion as equal to superstition. In order to achieve their power, they have to minimize and then eliminate the competition. More important, they also have to strip away all possible rebellion, and secular humanism leads to a form of authoritarianism, where a single person or group of elite persons makes the rules. The instability grows, and inequalities found in the unequal opportunities, the false liberty revealed in who actually is deciding what liberty looks like, and since they did not create the others, they cannot know the outcome. A freedom given by men can be taken by those same men or by the men who take power from them. So we have a destabilized foundation which opens the door for cultic beliefs to fill the gaps. A morally depraved culture created by attacking at the most core part of who we are. And the solution? Asking God to help us. The liberties our founders gave us are as founding principles. Life from the author of life, liberty from the one who truly set us free, and abundant life where all participate. where all participants have the same opportunity, where life, liberty, and the pursuit of the abundant life are who we are because God created us that way and gave us those gifts. So in America, our mission is to rekindle the truth of message of the founding of our nation as a Christian nation, to help those who claim Christianity to fully embrace the freedom that should bring and the responsibility that goes with it. Freedom to reconnect America to the one from whom all liberty flows, God Almighty through Jesus Christ His Son. And our missions work in Punjab, Jammu, and Kashmir, India, where God has used my miracle story of sacrifice and survival to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. With over 500 churches planted, 32 now freshwater bore wells, an orphanage, a Bible school,
Messenger Audio.
An orphanage, a Bible school, and a sewing school for widows. Each day we are impacting through our programs almost 100,000 people across the state. But we rely on donations in order for that to happen. So if you would be so kind as to consider making a donation to us today, you can do it at paypal.me/Pastor Greg. That's paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Use the Cash App, $PastorGregCGR, $PastorGregCGR, or at Venmo, @PastorGregCGR. Your donation will go a long way to helping to meet our needs here for both the radio ministry and our ministry to India, saving America and saving India, and ultimately saving the world with the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, They come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm so pleased to welcome my next guest. I've been talking a bit about his book on the program today, The Return, and it's my sincere pleasure to welcome Dick Morris to the program. Dick, welcome. Great to have you. Thanks for being here.
Wonderful to be here with you. Thank you, Pastor.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
I used to be Mike Huckabee's political consultant, and then after a while he became my spiritual consultant, and he's as good in one as he was in the other.
That is wonderful. That is really cool. Well, I'll tell you, our nation could use a whole lot more of God right now, boy. We're in desperate need of his of him really interceding on our nation's behalf, I believe.
Yes. We're threatened as we have not been since Pearl Harbor, really. And it's a serious, serious threat. Half of the country so totally disagrees with the other half about everything. North is south, south is north, east is west, west is east. There's no commonality. They couldn't agree on anything. Thank God there's a compass that tells us where north is, and we both have to agree on that. But other than that, there's no area of commonality. We sincerely believe that this last election was stolen, and I deeply believe that while Biden got more votes than Trump did, Trump should be president because he won 5 states that were taken from him. The only reason we haven't been able to prove it in court is the secret ballot, that we know there were more votes cast that shouldn't have been cast than Biden's margin in 5 states, but we can't show that the extra votes went to Biden. There is hope about that particular issue. There was a Supreme Court case called Moore versus Harper that the court will hear in the fall term, in September and October, and I talk about this in my book, and it will completely solve the problem of ballot fraud. This will be an unpleasant chapter in our history that is behind us, because the lawsuit said, these guys who brought the suit in North Carolina actually read the Constitution, and it says in Article 1, Section 4, that the times, places, and manner of holding elections for House and Senate shall be determined by the state legislatures, not by the states, but by the legislatures. Mm-hmm. So we've passed laws now in Georgia, Florida, and Arizona, which are very good and stop ballot fraud completely. They require photo ID, they ban drop boxes, no ballot harvesting, signature verification, the whole bit.
Mm-hmm.
but in five swing states, Minnesota, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and North Carolina, the Republican legislatures have passed these bills, but the Democratic governors have vetoed them. So the elections of 22, unfortunately, will be conducted under the old rules. But in 23, the court is hearing this case, and they're probably going to rule in our favor because four judges already indicated they want to hear it, and those are the four conservatives, so we'll probably win 5-4 or even 6-3. And it provides that the governors have nothing to do with setting these rules. They're entirely the province of the legislatures. And it relies on the fact that when our framers wrote our Constitution, they were fearful of the idea of authoritarian power, and they thought it was important to vest the power to control elections in the legislatures, not in the governors or the president or anything else. So I asked Rudy Giuliani the other day if he felt that Moore v. Harper would solve the problem of ballot fraud. He said yes, he thought that it would.
Mm-hmm.
We have good news coming there. But my larger point is that there is nothing we agree on. We can't look back at our shared experience and learn from it.
Right.
I think the Trump administration was filled with prosperity and jobs and happiness and decisiveness and growth. They feel that it was filled with total income inequality, increasing racism, and the denigration of black people. And that's their view. And there's really no way we can cite an area of commonality. I don't think they would even agree that these times have been marred by inflation, much less believe that the cause of the inflation was government spending. They'll say the cause was, you know, the war in Ukraine or something.
Well, I might add to that, too. You know, in our past, you mentioned Pearl Harbor and the threat that we're in being at right now, you know, as great as Pearl Harbor. And I would agree. The difference, of course, being that it is an internal threat, although there are external threats as well with Putin and Xi and the rise of a caliphate, those kinds of issues. But in the past, faith has brought us together. And unfortunately, faith has been driven out of the public square. God has been banned. God's not dead. He's just been told that he can't exist out in the public. And so where faith used to be the one commonality that we could come together around in the past, and that absolute sense of truth, we no longer have that foundation to be able to come together and say, we know that what good is. We all agree on what good is. And now we can't even agree on what good is.
Pastor, let me talk about that a little bit.
Sure.
I think that we have to distinguish between faith and religion. And I think that religion is in a decline in the United States. And people are unwilling to accept the gospel truth, really, mm-hmm. are willing to accept the dictates and the rituals and the requirements that religion imposes on us. On the other hand, I think there is an extension of faith in America, in a higher power. I think that the recovery movement from addiction has planted a great deal of faith in people, and given it an expression. I think that the problem is that when the faith tries to dictate policy to people, I think that it trivializes it, it demeans it. It says that this is just an opinion or an issue position, and it gets away from the fundamental part of faith, which is that God loves us, and that as long as we follow that love, he'll lead us in the right direction, mm-hmm. and to figure out where he wants us to go and follow that and figure out what he loves about each of us individually. And it's very hard to maintain that when we're told, oh, you can't, if you're gay, you can't marry, or you can't have an abortion, or you can't, all kinds of stuff. But fundamentally, the faith that exists, I think, is very strong. And I think that the left tries to impose a doctrine and a dogma on, say that the right imposes a doctrine and a dogma on the faith. And if we could get back to the fundamental love of God and the fundamental belief in his love for us, and not be obsessed with political policy, I think that we would have a better shot at national unity.
Well, and I think also that there's been a lot of disinformation as it relates to a lot of these, you know, they call them social issues, but they're really not social issues. You know, you look at the 45 goals of the Communist Party, and of the 45 goals of the Communist Party, a significant portion of that, 10 to 15 of those goals, a third of them, dealt with what we have, you mentioned, trivialized as moral issues. Well, yeah. The reason that they, that the communists understood the importance of those was that in order to have a truly free people, and that's what we are, our whole founding documents were predicated on liberty, freedom, the rights of the people, and the limited power of government. But in order to have that, as you and I were talking about a little bit in the break coming in, you know, John Adams, one of his quotes is it's only fit for a moral people. And so that's a very important issue.
I agree with you, and let me elaborate a little bit. Marx said that religion was the opiate of the people, you know, a drug that people take to dull their sensation and not understand the misery of the life that's being inflicted upon them. And I think that there was a wonderful book about the fall of communism called The God That Fails. And it basically said that materialism and class conflict replaced divine will as our lodestar, and it failed completely. And I think that secular humanism, which attempts to repair the moral structure that God has erected, but take God out of it, doesn't really work well for large numbers of people. It could. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with it. But I think that it just doesn't work. In my own life, I feel that God is the addiction we're supposed to have.
I love that. We're going to get into a break real quick, but I love that because I've said to people before, you know, when you think about God, what is one of his greatest characteristics? He's light. And one of the greatest characteristics about light is that light is always giving. Light's never taking, it's always giving. And it's because with God, no matter what it is, I don't care if it's a marriage, if it's a career, whatever it is, eventually you'll burn out with it. You'll burn out because it can't give you enough to fulfill you. The only one that can, the only addiction that can actually continue to give you everything you need to be fulfilled is that relationship with God, and I believe it's through Jesus Christ. Dick Morris is my guest. We'll be back. Going to talk some more about the return. How do we get to the return? And I'll share with you. We had the Rondon folks, Larry Ward and their Rondon, and they're trying to, or Don Ron, they're trying to get Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis on a ticket together. To be president and vice president. I'd like to get your thoughts on that when we come back.
Okay.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And again, get this book, The Return, Dick Morris, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. And my guest is Dick Morris. And Dick, we were talking about, you know, the coming together of people. I mentioned about the Ron Don thing, and you, I did not realize what you had shared with me.
I think it's a good idea, but it's illegal. The Constitution specifies that the president and the vice president cannot come from the same state. The actual provision is that electors cannot vote for the same two people from the same state in the Electoral College. So you could conceivably have some that would vote for the ticket and others just for one person, but that would be hard to arrange.
Right.
The fact is you really practically can't do it. But let me speak about that in a minute. Donald Trump is unique. He is irreplaceable. And Ron DeSantis might well be our candidate in 2028, and I look forward to supporting him then. But right now he would be divisive because Trump is clearly ahead for the nomination, clearly, I think, a lock because of all the primaries he's won. And the Democrats are floating DeSantis, using him to try to divide the Republican Party. They well remember how in 1980 Ted Kennedy ran against Jimmy Carter for president, and he lost.
Right.
But he split him. To win. And they're determined to try to reenact that. And that's why this newfound love by editorial boards and political writers for DeSantis. It's not that they love him, it's that they want to split the party. DeSantis, fortunately, is not falling for that.
No, he's not. Right.
You know who is? Mitch McConnell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. Leader.
And Trump, he wants... Go ahead.
Well, I'm good. So my question then is, who do we see then as Donald Trump's running mate that would not have aspirations to be the president in 2028? Because I agree. I think Ron DeSantis would be an incredible president for us in continuing the America First and just in strength. But who is strong enough to follow him in 2028 if it isn't DeSantis?
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
Okay.
I know. With age comes wisdom and practicality, and I respect that and appreciate that, Dick, very much. So thank you.
The current situation.
Yes.
Trump is irreplaceable. People say I like his policies and agree with his and honor his achievements,
mm-hmm.
and stand how he is personally. He's obnoxious. He's confrontational. He's nasty and all of that. Well, look, if we went to General George Patton in World War II,
right,
said I like how you fight the Germans, but I'd like you to be kinder, nicer, gentler person, it wouldn't happen. At the right hand of Bill Clinton and Donald Trump in the White House,
mm-hmm.
I've had opportunity to see the world from both parties, from an intimate relationship with the president in the year before his reelection campaign.
Right.
Advantage. Washington is a vicious, horrible place.
Yes.
And there is no way you survive there if you're a nice guy. A nice guy's finished last. Look, I'll give you one quick example. Kim Jong-un stopped nuclear testing and missile testing during Trump's years.
Right.
And then resumed them as soon as Trump left office. The reason was, in the first 6 months of his presidency, Kim Jong-un said, I have a button that can blow up America. And Trump tweeted back, hey, Buster, I have a bigger button than you do. And it shut him up completely.
Yep.
He was never seen or heard from for 3.5 more years.
Right.
Summits with Trump, charming, you know, walk across the line, but no threats.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do that if you're a nice guy.
Well, he did the same thing with Xi in China. Everybody said, oh, if he puts those tariffs on, if he does that, boy, that's going to start with a world war. He said, no, it's not. What it's going to do is it's going to put America first. And he did it. And Xi went, okay. And he did the same thing with Putin. He put Putin on notice. I mean...
And he did the same thing in the U.S. Senate.
Yes.
He had two senators who were his equivalent of Manchin and Sinema. Corker from Tennessee and Flake from Arizona.
Right.
They were dissing his program and threatening to bolt. And he killed them. He absolutely destroyed their political careers. They both had to leave office after that.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't run for re-election. And their ghosts are in the Republican caucus room. And every senator, that's where they end up. So let's be thankful we have this unique man as president. And let's be thankful that he survived and is in good health to run again. And let's not be trying to replace him with someone. How do we know that Ron DeSantis can cure inflation? We know with Trump he did.
Right.
How do we know that Ron DeSantis can keep gas under $2? Trump did.
Mm-hmm.
We probably know that DeSantis can control the border and immigration. And we certainly know he'll be effective in keeping values in our schools. But how do we know that he'll be effective in so many of the in foreign policy and any of this?
Right.
We know it with Trump. So let's glory in what we have. Replacing Trump would be like replacing Reagan. He's sui generis. He's irreplaceable. And it has to be Donald Trump.
There's no argument in my mind. There's no argument with that whatsoever. I believe that Donald Trump it needs to be the president. And you know, even as a pastor, as a Christian, look, everybody, you know, Jesus Christ did not get crucified because he was a nice guy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say that, but that's just a fact. Okay.
I come not to bring people together. I come to set father against son, husband against wife. Remember that passage?
To drive a sword. That's exactly what he said. So, you know, I mean, and he called people out and called things out and he spoke the truth. And he says, John 3:16 is wonderful and everybody has that memorized. But what they don't have memorized is John 3:17 through 21 that says that condemnation was already in the world. And by the way, light has come into the world and man prefers darkness because man is evil. Whoa, what? I mean, those are red letters, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Those are red letters. Believe you me, if Jesus was tweeting back in the day, everybody would have said, oh, I don't like that guy, we need to get rid of him.
I think that's blue letters, not red letters.
I think. No, yeah, absolutely.
Coloration. It's in blue letters, not in red letters. Red letters are good. They're Republican.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And those are definitely red letters that Jesus was speaking in, without question. Without question.
On my book, I hope that people read it. I hope that they darn near memorize it, because it tells you what we're going to have to go through to get Trump elected. It tells you that the Democrats have basically abandoned the political process to defeat Trump, and they're using extra legal means. I think the Mar-a-Lago break-in was to amass evidence to try to bar Trump from running under the 14th Amendment. I think that the archives are a pretext. I think that we have to be prepared for Trump to be indicted on a charge of sedition. And we have to go through that, and we have to win. We have to take this guy who went through two impeachments and this phony Russia scandal, and now bring him through this phony sedition scandal. And we have to stick with him because we're not going to find another guy. Everybody else is like a Bush or, you know, or,
right.
or whatever. He's not, you don't find more than one Trump in a generation.
Yeah, and I've heard people say that, you know, there's a very strong possibility that we're going to see them, you know, arrest him and put him in cuffs, and we need to stay with him, but we also need to not overreact, because that's what they want. They want us to overreact. They want us to go to the streets. They want us to go to violence, because that's how they will attempt to take yep. total control, and we cannot do that.
Right, absolutely. Well, good. That call was another show I got to do.
Okay, all right, my friend. God bless you. It's been such a pleasure. Dick Morris, get the book, The Return. More Chosen Generation Radio coming up tomorrow. I'm out of time. God bless you all, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, brother.
Today, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow.
Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.